Masechet Me'ilah Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel. We'll continue talking about the laws of Me'ilah done through a shaliach, through an agent. Mishnah says, Natan lo peruta, if a person unintentionally gave a agent, gave a shaliach, a peruta worth of hekadesh, Amar lo haveli b'chaitza nerot u'b'chaitza petilot, and he told him, take this peruta and go buy for me half lamps with the peruta, and also half of the peruta going to wicks. Halach vehevilo bekulanerot or bekulapetilot. If he went and he brought him with that he spent with the full peruta, all candles or all wicks, or she'amar lo haveli bekulanerot or bekulapetilot. Or another case, he told him, bring me all candles with this peruta, or all wicks with this peruta, fully buy the, spend the full peruta on either one of those. Halach vehevilo b'chaitza nerot u'b'chaitza petilot, and he didn't follow the orders. He bought only with half a peruta nerot and half a peruta petilot, candles and half a peruta wicks. Shenehem lo ma'alu, in all of these cases that we brought up, neither the sender or the shaliach, the agent, committed the sin of me'ilah. In both of these scenarios, the agent followed the sender's instructions about half of the peruta. Half of the peruta he followed, and then he disobeyed the instructions with the other half of the peruta. So therefore, the sender committed me'ilah with half of the peruta, and the agent committed me'ilah with half of the peruta. And since a misuse of a full peruta hasn't been done by either one of these people individually, there's no me'ilah, neither the sender or the agent is liable for me'ilah. The sender is responsible if the agent follows his orders to the T. The agent would be responsible if he does not follow the orders. So in this case, the sender is responsible for half of the biruta because the agent followed his words with half of the spending. And the agent also is responsible for half of piruta because he didn't follow the instructions with half of the piruta. So neither one of them committed the sin with the full piruta. Aval im amar lo haveli b'chaitza nerot mimakom peloni u'b'chaitza petilot makom peloni. But the following scenario, if a person said to his agent, bring me lamps or candles from this place, He pointed out a specific place with half of peruta, and also bring me wicks from such and such a place with half a peruta. V'halach v'hevilo nerot mi bet petilot u'petilot mi bet nerot. And instead of buying the candles from the place that he was specified to, he went to the place that he was supposed to go buy the wicks. And instead of buying the wicks from the wick place that he was told to get to, he bought them from the place of the candles that he was supposed to go to, that he received instructions to. In that scenario, hashaliach ma'al, the agent, the shaliach, is liable for me'ilah. In this scenario, the agent disobeyed both halves of the instructions, and the agent therefore is responsible for the full piruta worth of the purchase. He committed me'ilah with a full piruta. He's liable, even though he technically bought the right items. Since he bought them from the wrong places, he becomes the one who's liable for the me'ilah. He spent the two halves of the piruta at two different times and at two of the different places that he wasn't supposed to, and therefore he did something wrong, and he's liable for me'ilah.